Walking in the sunshine, sang a little sunshine song. Put a smile upon your face as if there's nothing wrong. Think about a good time had a long time ago. Think about forgetting about your worries and your woes. Walking in the sunshine, sing a little sunshine song.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time
on Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 I'm playing games.
Cactus.
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 I'm not supposed to be doing this.
Cactus.
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 Cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Cactus.
You've got to be crapping my balls.
Cactus.
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 It's gonna be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 Calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey, everybody. This is Roy, and you're listening to The Snowplow Show. Today's show is sponsored by Buster Casey. Buster Casey will be responsible for the complete mental breakdown that we're going to give the postmaster today, because we're going to do some more post office prank calls. Before we start on that, though, I have two quick things here. Number one is this email. This guy says, "Hey, Brad, I've been listening for a year or so, and I still have no idea why it's called The Snowplow Show. I can't find it on the Phone Losers website. Can you explain it in one of your next shows?" And that's from Lego John. So I'm going to explain why this is called The Snowplow Show. And I guess the answer really is just, I don't know. But I'll tell you where it came from. There's a comic strip out there. And I know I've told the story to, you know, several times on the show before. But just for you people who have no idea why this is called The Snowplow Show, I really should make an FAQ on the site or something. There is a comic out there. It is called Toothpaste for Dinner, toothpastefordinner.com. Everyone should go there. It's a pretty amusing comic, I think. Very odd humor. And one of his old comics from, I don't know, maybe 5 years ago, it was just a picture of a flyer for a snowplow for sale. And the flyer mentioned that it should rhyme, but it doesn't. And maybe I'm not remembering the comic strip correctly, because it sounds really stupid and unfunny right now as I'm recapping what it said. There was something else to it. I don't even know where to find it. Hopefully I can find a link to it so I can post that in the show notes. But I think it had something to do with Stacy. It was probably her idea, as most things are. But we started calling up people on Craigslist who were selling snowplows and just trying to find out from them why snow and plow don't rhyme. And we did that a lot for a while, and it seemed hilarious at the time. And when I started up a new show, maybe a year or two or three later, I decided I would name it The Snowplow Show. For no reason, really, just because I liked that prank that we used to do. It really doesn't make any sense. It's just some weird, random thing, and it's a lot better show name than The Phone Show, which was really generic sounding. So that's my story. That's why it's called The Snowplow Show. There's really no reason for it at all. ToothpasteForDinner.com, though, by the way, they are the same people that brought us Landlord Pranks. They inspired the entire Landlord Pranks thing with another one of their comic strips that I won't get into, because if I do, I'll probably make it sound really stupid and unfunny. But we definitely owe Toothpaste for Dinner our debt of gratitude. So everyone go to toothpastefordinner.com and read some comics. It's good stuff. I never miss a Toothpaste for Dinner comic. I hope that answers your question, Lego John, and anyone else who was kind of wondering that. I really should put something on the site about that. Announcement number two is mine and Jiad's new project that involves prank calls, of course. A few months ago, Jiad came to me with this idea. He really wants to do prank calls where we get to see the prank calls happen. You know, hidden video of prank calls happening. And I've tried this before with other listeners, and none of it really worked out that well. And of course, we experimented with home security cameras that we had access to, and business security cameras, like Rob the Hyena did on the prank show. But it seems like nobody's ever really put a whole lot of effort into hanging out at a place where we make prank calls to and recording the action. I have prank called plenty of places where friends or listeners or whatever are hanging out and they get to see what's going on. A lot of shows have done that, but they're not recording. I'm just kind of doing it for their amusement. Anyway, where was I? Jiad, he really wants to make that happen. And he is willing to put himself and his friends in the middle of ground zero of prank calls happening. So two different times now, we've spent hours just him going into businesses and texting me where he's at, and then I'll call the business and try to make crazy things happen. And so far, we've been fairly successful at this. The first time we tried it, they had camera problems, and there was only one angle happening with the cameras, which didn't capture a whole lot of the action, but there was still some good stuff to work with. And I'm going to put a link in the show notes to the two pranks that we did that first time. GAD has actually invested quite a bit of money into all of this, buying hidden cameras. He got some cameras that are built into glasses. They kind of look like a pair of hipster glasses, but they have a secret camera built into them. He bought two pairs of those, one for him and one for his friend. And he bought this cool little fisheye camera thing, which I also purchased one of, because I just thought it was the coolest camera ever. And after that first week of filming where things didn't go that well, we came up with this idea for hiding cameras inside of a cup, like a coffee cup or a Slurpee cup. I ended up going with Slurpee cups, and I built these little mount things inside of a couple of Slurpee cups, and then I drilled a hole in the side of the Slurpee cup so GAD and his friend can just kind of walk around holding 7-Eleven cups that have cameras sticking out of them, but they look kind of discreet. It's hard to notice the cameras. And we did this thing again just this past weekend. On Saturday, GAD and his friend, they walked around town and went to various businesses. They went into a mall, and we did a few businesses in there, and I managed to make crazy things happen. And this time, they got really good footage of it. There were still a few minor technical difficulties, but it's much better than last time. And the next time we do it, which will probably be in a couple weeks, there will be even better footage. You know, they'll be even better at their cameras. He'll have his second pair of hidden hipster camera glasses. GAD and his friend are going to be just loaded with cameras, hanging out in these places that I make prank phone calls to. And what we're hoping to do with this is kind of make a TV show style program, and I don't know where it's going to go from there. GAD really wants to kind of shop it around and actually try and get it on TV, which would be crazy. But at the very worst, we're just going to put it up on YouTube or some other video sharing site, and there's going to be a new show that you can watch, which has my pranks in it, but you get to see live video reactions. I don't know if I'm allowed to give things away, but I did a couple of the shopping spree pranks this past weekend when GAD was hanging out in the stores, and they went fairly well. We actually got to see on camera people running around grabbing things, and I won't go into too much detail, but it was pretty hilarious, I thought. And you're probably not going to hear these pranks for a while, because GAD, he's a perfectionist. He wants to make all of this stuff perfect. We're both taking turns editing each of the segments together, and then we're going to try and tie them all together in sort of a television show format, and we're going to see how it turns out. So that is exciting news, for me at least, hopefully for you guys too. It's probably going to be a while, though, before you see any of this footage that we're creating. Except for the initial footage, the first week we did it was just kind of a test phase of what we were trying to do. But everyone should be excited for this. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot of great new pranks, a new angle on pranks. And it could end up being the best thing ever. So go to the show notes on phonelosers.com. There is a link there so you can watch GAD's announcement video, which has two of our pranks from that first weekend. It's a really long video. I think it's about 19 minutes long. And the camera work, you know, we did have the technical difficulties, but there's still quite a bit of footage on there. But yeah, definitely go check that out in the show notes. Let's get started with the show. I did a show earlier this morning, and originally it was just going to be a regular pre-recorded show, but then in the middle of it I decided, what the hell, let's just go online. I mean, let's go on the air and do these live. So I ended up doing a live show for the chat room and taking ideas from the chat room. These are more post office pranks, just like in the previous episode. And I already recorded sort of an introduction to all of this, so this is going to be an odd transition here. But here it is. Here is the recording that I made hours ago earlier today. So I think this is going to be the show that I do a full show on just post office wheelchair ramp pranks. Except, I'm not going to do wheelchair ramp pranks. Instead, I think I should tackle another important social issue, because we've already determined that pretty much everyone hates disabled people. People in wheelchairs, I mean. So I think we need to perform a social experiment to see if they feel the same way about other people, such as blind people. Actually, this was Nunu's idea. Nunu says I should tell people that the new mailman is blind. So I'm going to call up a bunch of people here and say that the new postman is blind. And this time I'm not calling from the city building, the city hall, or the zoning board or whatever. This time, because the zoning board gave me the post office's phone number last time, I just set up my phone number as the post office. So that poor lady who I talked to on the end of the last show, she's going to get calls directly now. Oh, and that reminds me, I need to play something before I get started here. I apparently have more than one listener from the area that I'm doing all these calls in. I'm doing all these calls from the telephone book that somebody sent to me. But a completely different listener went into the post office. He lives nearby. He went into the post office to do some post office business, and he just happened to talk to the postmaster there, the lady that I talked to. And he happened to be recording the entire thing on his iPhone. So here is a 4-minute clip. I'm probably going to edit it down. He's already edited it himself because he wanted to take his own voice out of it. So you're only going to hear the lady's responses to whatever he was saying.
You know what? This is silly, okay?
Yeah,
because, you know, and I didn't get an opportunity to go to the village today, okay? I had a phone call and I thought somebody's playing a joke on me. Then they got nasty about it.
What?
Okay. What is her
just
address? Okay, because I just...
I think the guy that sent this to me, he said that... I think he said that his grandma lived in one of the delivery areas, and she was very confused about the wheelchair ramp that she had to put on the front of her house, so he was just asking on behalf of her. So you may hear some references to that.
The courier retired yesterday, and it all started... It was the day before yesterday, and this is when these jokers were making these phone calls. But the... Some of the people that they claimed they were was a blatant lie, okay? First of all, the post office isn't going to call you and tell you that you are to put in a ramp. Yeah. No, and second of all...
Who else would tell you?
Right? They're not going to say, okay, I've got a handicapped carrier that uses a wheelchair.
Okay, sounds silly.
Any cashback?
I just heard that guy type in his PIN. I know what your PIN number is now.
The post office needs to install... A ramp can bring the package to your door. How is the carrier going to pick up the package in order to be in that wheelchair?
Oh, so now she thinks that people in wheelchairs can't do things that normal people can do. She's just like the people that won't put a wheelchair ramp on the front of their house. She hates disabled people in wheelchairs.
Bring it to your door. Okay, we have handicapped people working here, don't get me wrong. We don't discriminate against age or disabilities or hearing or any of that stuff. And it's like, okay, what the heck is going on here? You know? So the second person that called me, gave me the phone number they gave me, was for the village hall. Oh, what the heck? This was after... Okay, those guys are really having a good old time for themselves, but it was only that one day. It was Wednesday. If the post office is going to tell
not
you...
Not for long.
It will be officially in writing and it will be sent to your door.
It's not valid. That's all you got.
Woman, not to worry, please. Yeah. She does not have to stall a ramp. The people, we do have people with disabilities, okay?
We just don't let them do things that regular people can do.
The carrier that just retired yesterday, I haven't had a chance to replace her. I cannot replace her. And they're telling me, they were on the phone telling me that I hired a handicapped person in a wheelchair. I'm like scratching my head saying, okay, hold on a minute here. What the heck is going on? Called the village, and what I got from these guys from the utility department was, I says, I want to talk to the village clerk. They said, she told us not to let you pass that phone call through because she hates you. Okay? I says, okay, let me talk to the mayor. Well, who in the hell do you think you are? You think you can talk to the mayor?
I did not say who the hell.
Okay, so you can relay this back to your friend here.
She's exaggerating. I did not say who in the hell. I waited till the very end to curse at her.
You know, first of all, it's a big fat lie because you know what? I don't know why those guys were playing with the phone. And like I said, I didn't have an opportunity to go over to the village hall. And unfortunately, they're closed now, so I can't go over there. But the mayor does live on one of my carrier's routes.
Oh, here we go again.
So it's like, you know, I can give her a call. Right. Let me stop by.
She can talk to the mayor.
Yeah.
This is willy-nilly. Because you're calling people, and it's like, hold on a minute. Because after I hung up from the utility department, I called a non-emergency on the police department.
The very best.
And I asked...
Because of the guy that sent me this, because of his editing, it sounds like she just never, ever, ever shuts up. You know, she never takes a break. But he did edit his own voice out of this. So that's why she sounds like that.
Guy, what his name was, and he told me Cotter. Now, whether they have an officer named Cotter or not, I have no idea. Okay?
I don't know.
But he more or less had the same demeanor as these
in
people.
In any case, that would be 1999.
Did they just kind of make sure that one ran over here? I thought, you know what, it felt like an afternoon, adult afternoon daycare. What it appeared to me. Oh my God. Please, tell that woman not to do anything. The police will not call her on the phone. First of all, it's like people saying, I want to put my mail on hold. You do it over the phone because I can't prove who you are. It's got to be in person or it's got to be through the computer. At least there's a record of it. Okay. So the post office isn't going to call her up and demand that she put a ramp in for a handicapped. Hoping that I don't know how many people they called. Okay. And how many people are going to abide by this because.
Nobody's going to abide by that.
So I'm thinking maybe I'm going to call Cindy and find out what the mayor's address is and go stop over there. Okay,
because stalker.
put out a message or go find out what the heck these guys are doing over there.
She's going to go to the mayor's house because nobody will let her talk to the mayor on the phone. That's amazing.
Calling senior citizens up and telling them, well, the one guy was over on Majestic. Another guy was over on Prairie. Wow. And now your friend is over on Heritage. It's like, what the heck?
And that's the end of the clip that the listener sent me. I can't believe I just happen to have another listener in that area. That's so weird. It's just like when I pranked that one Radio Shack, the lady that had sticky nails and jewelry, made her turn off all the breakers. There were two listeners that just happened to live right by there, and they went by and took pictures. Another one brought her flowers and a cactus and everything. That's just crazy that I happen to prank places that you people live in. You people. You know what I mean by you people. Anyway, yeah, let's get on with these calls here. I'm going to tell people today that the new carrier is blind, and they have to accommodate the blindness. Otherwise, they're racist.
Hello?
Hello, Harold?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Roy from the post office.
Uh-huh.
And I just needed to let you know that next week you're going to have a new carrier bringing in your mail.
Okay.
But the thing is, the new carrier, he's blind.
Oh, okay.
So you're going to have to put your house number on your mailbox in Braille.
Okay. How do you go about doing that?
I don't know. I'd look it up on the internet. Maybe you could get like a hammer and a chisel and just kind of chisel it in there in Braille. I don't know how those people do that.
Well, I live here with my daughter, and she gets to mail her, and her name is Kathy.
Oh, okay. Well, you still have to do the mailbox in Braille.
By when?
He starts on Monday, next Monday.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, you just get some Braille lettering and put it on your mailbox so he knows which house he's at.
Okay, is this a serious call or is this a prank?
Well, it's a serious call. I'm calling from the post office. Why would you think it's
a prank? Okay, because it just sounds a little weird, but.
Oh well, you know.
How's he driving his vehicle?
Oh, he's got, like, audio cues on the dashboard. It tells him, like, if there's anyone in front of him and, you know, turn left, turn right. It's equipped for blind people.
Hmm. And okay, did you also, is my daughter being notified, too, of this?
Does your daughter, I don't know, I'm just calling the number that we have here in our records for that address.
Okay, this is probably the old, I have their old line, so maybe that's what it's all about, but,
Yeah, eventually.
Okay, I'll get with them and see what happens, okay?
Eventually, you're going to want to start having everyone that mails you a letter, have them write your name and address in Braille.
Mm.
You know, that'll help him out a lot when he because otherwise, you're going to have a lot of, you know, your neighbor's mail and stuff, because he won't know which is which. So if you like to get your mail, you're going to want to start having everyone, address your letters in Braille from now on.
Okay. I think it's time for a P.O. box for me then, you know. Do you have those available at the post office?
Well, of course we do, stupid. We're a post office. Why wouldn't we have those?
I'm just asking, you know.
Okay. But what, because you don't like blind people?
No, it just seems like this is real stupid call, to be honest with you.
Why? Because you don't like blind people?
I have nothing to do with blind people. Who is this?
Well, why are you saying it's a stupid call?
What is your name?
You're gonna take your business elsewhere because you have a blind postal carrier now?
Well, I'm sorry. There's only just a few opportunities for mail. It says U.S. Mail, and there's only one post office that I know about. How about you?
Well, why can't you just put the Braille number on your mailbox like everyone else is going to?
No problem. I shall do that.
You're acting like it's a huge inconvenience. You know what else is a huge inconvenience? Being blind for your entire life.
Absolutely.
So why don't you just do that one little thing? Just put Braille on your mailbox. I didn't know everyone in this neighborhood hated blind people so much.
Yeah. Well, I don't think anyone does, including myself, so.
Okay. Well, you're the one that called me stupid for saying you have a blind mail carrier.
Never called you stupid.
You said it's a stupid call.
That may be the call, but you're not stupid, evidently, because you're making the call, right?
That makes sense to me. All right.
Well,
what's stupid about the call, Harold?
Have a good day.
Hey, motherfucker. Okay, that was actually the very first call. And Harold asked some good questions that I didn't even think about. How's the blind person going to drive the mail carrier truck? I didn't even think of that. I can just imagine the postmaster at the post office. She's going to start getting these calls. What? A blind person? That's crazy. I'm going to go talk to the mayor. I have his address now. I abused my position here and looked up his address. And I'm going to go visit him now. Oh, hello, Linda?
No, this is Amy.
Oh, hey, Amy. I'm calling from the post office. This is Roy.
Okay.
And I just needed to let you know that you guys are getting a new postal carrier, a new mailman there next week.
Okay.
And he's blind, so you're going to need to put your address on your mailbox in Braille so he knows which house is yours.
Okay. Is everyone on the street getting that? Wait, what?
Yeah, everyone.
How is he going to deliver mail when he's blind?
Well, he's just blind. He's not retarded.
You're not really supposed to use that word, are you? You're, like, taking me off guard right now. I'm not saying that. I was just genuinely curious how he was going to drive the mail truck or something. Like, I wasn't being facetious or anything.
Oh.
I was just, like, I was not. Wow.
Okay, well, yeah, he's got special software and stuff in the mail truck, a bunch of hardware stuff.
Okay.
It gives him audio cues, you know, turn left, turn right, and tells him when to stop and everything. But, you know, just to help him narrow it down, you've just got to write.
Where do I find Braille stuff? I have no idea.
I don't know. Home Depot, maybe, or Lowe's? I don't know. I've never had to buy
it. No one else had any questions? They were just like, oh, okay, goodbye?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, most people have been yelling at me.
Well, I'm sorry for that. Maybe it's the way you say it. Don't call people retarded or, you know, say, don't make, you know, you caught me off guard, too. I just asked a question. You know, I will go find some Braille.
Okay.
Letters or numbers?
Yeah.
Just the numbers?
Yeah.
1433?
Yeah, just the number.
Okay. Well, thank you, and I do not envy your job you have to do today.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, oh, and also,
you have a good,
eventually, what? You're going to want to start having everyone that sends you letters write the address in Braille on the envelope.
This has got to be a joke call.
Why would you say that?
Because I've never heard of anything like that, and I don't know how I would even... You're giving me anxiety even thinking about it.
What do you,
how would I go about contacting everyone that I know?
Oh, you know, just like, you know, like the bills that you get. I'm sure if you just call them up and say, hey, could you write my address in Braille from now on? They'll do it.
Okay.
Probably. And then, you know, just have your friends learn Braille. It's not a big deal. It's not even that hard of a language. It's a lot easier than Morse code.
This is definitely a joke call. This has definitely got to be a joke.
Why would I joke about someone that's blind?
I have no idea, because you're being like kind of like, I don't know. I mean, it says a U.S. government number coming up on my phone, so I'm assuming you are calling from the post office, and I'll go in there later.
Uh-huh.
But maybe you're not the one to make the phone call, because you're acting as if this is like a normal thing and blah, blah, blah. And like, you're putting, why do I have to do all that stuff? Wouldn't that be on you guys? Like,
this is just
my
like,
hands full as it
you
is.
Know, last year we had this postal carrier. He's in a wheelchair, and everyone had to put wheelchair ramps
You, this is a fucking joke right now. You are totally kidding.
I'm not.
You are.
But people got really angry about that because wheelchair ramps are expensive, you know? They have to pay like $1,000 for those.
No, I'm not. I don't have to pay anything.
No, I know. I know.
I will not pay anything. And now I'm feeling like I'm not even going to go even investigate this Braille thing. I'll be at the post office later to talk to them about it.
It's just a Braille thing. This is nothing compared to a wheelchair ramp.
Okay. Yeah. I will be at the post office later.
You got to look at it like that, you know?
No, I guess. Do I win money if I stay calm right now?
Why would we give you money? We're the government.
Well, I don't know, because you're kind of being, like, passive-aggressive and, like, funny, but not. I don't know. It's a very awkward conversation right now.
All right, well, I'll let you go. You can do the Braille thing if you want, but you're probably not going to get your mail if you don't put Braille in your mailbox.
Can I have your name?
Roy.
Roy from post office?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, thanks. Goodbye.
All right, bye, honey. Oh, I was having a hard time not laughing on that one. I kept having to mute my microphone so I could laugh. The whole wheelchair ramp thing still cracks me up. I can't say that with a straight face. So that's two for two now. I've only called two people and I've gotten two answers. This is making me wonder though, can your utilities actually send your bill in Braille? Like, is that something that's possible? I think this is something we need to investigate, so I'm going to call my power company right now and see if they'll...
Thank you for calling. Residential customers, press 1.
Calling, this is Karen. How may I help you?
Hello, I have a question about my bill.
Okay, I can help you, and may I have your name, please?
Sure, it's Brad Carter.
Do you have your account number with you?
Yeah, it's 2832... Six.
Okay, thank you. And how can I help you today?
Well, I needed to find out about my bill. Like, is it possible to have my bill sent just the address label on the envelope? Can it be done in Braille? Because we have a new postman who's blind, and he has a hard time delivering to our house without the addresses written in Braille.
Oh, okay. Let me see if that's possible. I'm not sure of the mailing address, but I know the statement. Let's see. No, it won't let me set that up for a mailing address.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah, the mailman, he was just complaining to me because, some of my letters, he's made us make all of our letters in Braille from now on. So he knows which houses to bring them to.
So everybody does that?
Yeah, everybody in his route. But I don't know if... I don't know. I don't have much luck with the utility companies.
Oh, I'm sorry. It won't let me do that because... I'm just thinking that a mailing address is, so he's blind. The post office, postman is blind.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh.
Can you do the bill in Braille?
Let's see.
Maybe he can just feel through the envelope, or maybe he can just open it up and read my mail.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay, could I put you on hold for a moment?
Okay, sure.
Thank you.
I don't even get bills in the mail. You know, it's all electronic. It comes in my email. So she hasn't brought that up yet. I do get my late notices in the mail, though. Those only come once or twice a month, though.
Sir?
Yes?
Thanks for holding. We can't send it out in Braille. I can only make the font a little bit larger on the statement.
Oh, okay. I should help a blind person. Okay, well, that's all right. I'll tell the postman. Too bad.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh no, it's okay. It's no problem at all. I just thought I'd find out.
Okay. Anything else I can assist you with?
Nope. That's all.
You take care.
You too. Goodbye.
Bye.
Wow, they don't even do Braille bills. I thought they would at least do that. I was actually going to have her send me some Braille bills because I thought that'd be cool. I've never seen Braille before in real life. But all they can do for blind people is make the font bigger so they cannot see anything much better or something. Anyway, let's get back to the calls.
Sorry, the mailbox is full and there is not enough space to leave a message.
Aw, I thought everyone was going to answer today, but that lady just ruined my perfect track record. Okay, I'm going to try and do this call without laughing. Let's see if that's possible.
Hello?
Hello, is this Mrs. Tweet?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Roy from the post office.
Uh-huh.
And I just needed to let you know that you're getting a new postal carrier next week.
Okay.
And he's blind, though. So we're going to need you to put a Braille house number on your mailbox so he knows which house he's at.
Okay.
Yep. If you could just do that.
So where do we get numbers, Braille numbers?
Maybe the hardware store, I guess.
Okay.
Or you could just make your own with like a hammer and a chisel or something.
Okay.
You know, just kind of bang them out into the mailbox yourself.
And he's starting Monday?
Yep, next Monday.
Okay.
Yep, we'll just need a Braille house number. You don't have to put the street or anything. He should be able to figure that out.
Okay. So is he able to drive, or is someone driving him?
Yeah, he's able to drive. He's got, it's a self-driving car.
Okay. And what is your name?
My name is Roy.
Okay, and we just need to put Braille numbers on our mailbox.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
And also, you're going to want to start having everyone that writes you letters, you're going to want to have them all address their envelopes in Braille from now on. Otherwise, he's going to get all the mail confused.
Okay.
Is that going to be a problem?
No, I just want to... we'll get back to you. Thank you.
Okay, because if you don't do this, you know, you're violating the Disabilities Act of 2004.
Okay.
All right, and also you'd be a racist. Because he just happens to be black, you know?
Talk to you later, bye.
It would also be religion discrimination because ma'am, hello? Well, she was pretty accepting of it until I told her she had to do all of her letters. I don't think people are going to get as upset over this one because it's really, it's not a lot of money involved. I would assume not anyway. You know, a few bucks for some Braille lettering, which I kind of doubt you can even find at the hardware store. I've never seen Braille lettering at the hardware store. But what do I know? I've never looked for it either. I think I'm going to go on the air for the rest of these calls, and we'll see if the listeners there can suggest any other crazy disabilities or ailments or whatever that the postmen have. Maybe I should say one's retarded. Then we'll see if they yell at me about using that word. But okay, here we go. I'm gonna put us on the air right now. Hey everyone listening on the air, I'm doing postman calls. Again, just like the last show. Only this time I'm saying that they're blind. I'm going through the phone book and just seeing what happens. So far, people are not too receptive to blind people either. I'm gonna call an entire page of a phone book.
The person you have...
So far, I'm only 10 numbers in. I've had maybe 3 people answer. That's a good one, Mason Jar. I'm gonna do that soon. I'm gonna do a few more blind ones, though. I feel like I haven't really had a really great...
Hello, you have reached 46.
I haven't had a really great response yet to the blind stuff. People are a little annoyed, but it could be better. But yeah, Mason Jar wants me to tell people that the new mailman is a sex offender. Keep your children away. I would also like to tell them that the mailman
Hello.
Hello, is calling for Carl?
No, this is not their phone number.
Oh, this is not the old anymore?
No.
Fuck! Alright, well I'm just calling from the post office.
Okay.
Alright. Bye, honey, baby, sweet.
You're calling from the post office?
Yes, ma'am.
Is it about mail or anything? I can give them a message.
Well, duh, of course it is. Do they still live on Drive?
No, they live on Ridge.
Oh, so you just took over their number.
Yeah, when I got this phone, this is the... Now, see, it's a Comcast phone.
Oh.
And it's in their name, because I rent from them.
Oh. Well, anyway, yeah, I guess since you live there, I just need to let you know that next week you're going to get a new mailman.
Okay.
And he's blind, though. So you're going to need to put Braille lettering on your mailbox with your house number
okay.
on it. So that way the blind postman can know which house is yours.
How can we get mail from a blind postman when our mail is delivered by truck?
Well, it's a self-driving truck. It's one of those
okay,
new
fine.
It's
Goodbye.
One of those new Google cars, ma'am. That lady does not like self-driving cars. They piss her the fuck off. Maybe instead of saying he's a disabled mailman, like, you know, actually disabled, I should just say he's fat. He rides around on one of those fat carts, like you see at Walmart. But they still have to do the wheelchair ramp.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Urban?
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy from the post office.
Hi.
Hi, I just needed to let you know that next week you're going to have a new mailman on your route.
Oh, okay.
And he's blind, though, so we're going to need you to get some Braille lettering to put on your mailbox so he knows which house is yours.
Oh, okay.
Yep, that'll help him out a lot if he could do that.
How do we do that? I wouldn't even know where to start.
I don't know. Maybe the hardware store might have some Braille lettering, or at the very least, they'll have one of those pointy things that you can hit with a hammer, and you can just, you know, hammer the Braille stuff into your mailbox yourself.
Okay, okay, so just put that on the mailbox.
Yeah, just the house number, so he can feel which house is yours.
A house number, okay.
And
okay, very good.
Okay, great, and eventually, he's going to start on Monday, and you don't have to do this right away, but eventually you're going to need to have everyone that sends you letters, have them all address the letters in Braille, instead of just writing with a pen.
Okay, so...
Otherwise, he's not going to know where to put the mail. So at first, he's probably going to make a lot of mistakes. You're going to have to work with your neighbors to kind of sort the mail and everything.
Is this a serious phone call?
Of course, sir.
Oh, okay. I've never heard of anything like it.
Yeah, well, it's because of the Disabilities Act of 2004.
I completely understand.
Yeah, we have to hire these blind people now. It's not something we want to do.
Hey,
we just.
I get it. I just I guess the only reason I'm questioning it is because I'm not going to tell people they have to put Braille on my letters. So I guess I just won't get my mail. I mean, I don't know what else to say. I can't hold them and have a list of demands for people who mail me. Unless I don't even have the time for that. If the post office would be willing to help me contact all these people, I don't have a problem with it.
You can just knock on their doors.
I wouldn't even know where to start.
Just knock on their doors and be like, hey, you got any mail for Urban?
Well, I mean the other individuals that send me mail.
Oh, you mean that you didn't, well, just tell them how to write Braille and just look it up on the internet, you know?
Yeah, I really don't. You probably need to call my wife. Or, you know, talk to my wife about this, you know, further, because I'm never home. I'm always traveling, and she would be the one to handle this. I mean, I'll tell her, but I'll have her call the post office.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it's really easy to learn Braille, though. It's easier than learning Spanish, really.
Yeah, well, I'm like I said, it's, you know,
Do you take airplanes?
I understand you have to do what you have to do, but this is an incredible inconvenience.
Oh.
And I guess I just look at it that...
His blindness is an inconvenience?
No, the inconvenience is you putting all these qualifications on me that I have to go over and above and do all this stuff for just receiving my mail. That's the inconvenience.
Well, but he's blind. What can we do, really?
Work him in the post office. Maybe he doesn't have to have a route.
Well, how would he be able to sort mail? I mean, if he did that, then everyone would have to do Braille. This way, it's just your route.
Well, you know what? Well, you're asking me to do all that, and I'm just basically telling you the same difference. Just if you know, yeah, I guess we just need to become a Braille society. I don't have a problem with that, but everyone's going to have to do that in the world. Let's just, you know, since the post office is, this is what you're willing to hire, and I'm supportive of that, but then we're going to need to put regulations and guidelines on everyone that we need to, then everyone is a society and community in the United States needs to start using Braille.
Oh, don't tell us how to do our job. You know?
Yeah, hey, I get it. And like I said, I'm willing to help that, but then we should, you know, contact everyone and we should all go with the Braille system. I don't have a problem with that.
You don't have to make this a political thing. Also, incidentally, he's in a wheelchair, so we're going to need you to put a wheelchair ramp on the front of your house. And that made him hang up. I was going to tell him if he travels a lot, he could just learn Braille on the plane or whatever.
Hello.
Hi, is this Mr. Valera?
This is.
Hey, this is Roy from the post office.
Yes.
And I just needed to let you know you're getting a new mail carrier starting this coming Monday, a week from today.
Oh, okay.
And he's blind, though, so you're going to need to... put Braille lettering on your mailbox with your house number on it, so the mailman knows which house he's at.
How does he drive?
He's got these special, it's like voice cues. They're built into the dashboard of the mail truck, and they tell him, you know, turn left, turn right, stop, stuff
really?
Like that.
I didn't know people blind could drive. That's awesome, but it's unusual.
It's 2015. Huh. They can do anything now. Even deliver the mail.
Okay. Well, we'll have to see what we can do about that.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Just get some Braille on your mailbox by next Monday.
Not this Monday. Next Monday.
Yeah. Not today.
And a week from today?
Yep. A week from today. You can probably get it over at Home Depot or something, probably.
Alrighty.
All right. And also, all of the letters that you have sent to your house, you're going to need to have everyone start addressing everything in Braille from now on so he can tell which letters go to which house.
Sorry, is this a joke? Like, seriously?
No, of course not. No, we just... We have to accommodate him.
How can I... I know, but how can I tell people who are sending me letters that they need to send them in Braille?
Well, it's not that hard, really. You just... you look on the internet. It's really easy to learn Braille.
No, I understand that, but how would I tell people if I'm not expecting a letter, how are they going to know that they're supposed to be sending me something in Braille? You understand what I mean?
I guess so. I don't
if
know.
If I'm not expecting a letter from somebody, how am I supposed to anticipate something that I'm not expecting?
Well, he'll do his best if they're not in Braille.
Okay. I'm just saying that just as
he can feel
it's kind
the
of
ink.
Hard for me to anticipate something that I'm not expecting.
If they don't know Braille, what would really help is if they write the address and name in crayon, because that he's able to feel that easier.
Okay. The post office doesn't provide something like this that would adapt to his special needs? I'm surprised that the post office, I'm surprised they put this all on the person that's actually receiving the mail. Shouldn't the post office
well,
be supplying
not,
all of this stuff?
It's not that much effort, really. You just write in Braille from
well,
now
I
on.
No, I have no problem
at least
with
you're not
putting
blind.
Braille on my mailbox, but for me to anticipate every letter that comes to my house and put Braille, that sounds like something the post office should be responsible for, not
me. We can't call all of your friends and tell them to write in Braille. Like, how we don't even know who
you are. No, but when the letters come to your post office...
Oh, my God, you're stupid.
Then you would switch them... I'm sorry?
Excuse me? I'm sorry.
Did you just call me stupid? Goodbye.
I couldn't respond. I'm sorry. Oh, I suck. I'm going to call him back. Or should I? I don't know.
Hello?
Hey, that man just hung up on me, and I'm calling from the post office. I was just trying to let him know of the new about the new postman.
Okay, what about him?
Well, he's... Why do I have to explain all this again? Why'd he hang up on me?
Because you said you called him stupid.
He misunderstood, ma'am. I would not call a customer stupid. Can you tell that kid to shut the fuck up? Because we're trying to talk.
Mommy! Oh, is this really a joke?
No, it's not a joke. I'm just calling about the new postman. Can you tell that kid to shut the fuck up, please?
Shut up.
Thank you. At least he knows how to do it. Maybe you should learn. Maybe you should take some lessons from him.
Wow. What do you want?
I just needed to let you know that you need to put Braille on your mailbox. for the blind postman.
Okay.
And all of the letters sent to your house are going to need to be in Braille from now on.
So you mean to tell me that a professional U.S. government office allows their workers to just cuss at people as well?
We're human, too.
You think I'm that fucking stupid?
We're human, too. You can curse at me, so I should be able to curse at you. We get cursed at all the time. Basically, we learned it from people like you.
Right. Okay, yeah. What's your name?
Why don't you tell that guy to shut the fuck up? Say, hey, honey, I'm on the phone. Shut the fuck up.
Do you think we're this stupid? Clearly.
Yeah,
what's your name?
Clearly.
So I can call your supervisor then and talk to them.
No, I don't give you permission to call my supervisor.
Really?
That's right.
Okay, then what is your contact number?
I don't have to tell you shit.
So I can call you back at your number.
I don't have to tell you anything. You can just go eat a dick, ma'am.
Oh, I will. Why don't you suck my fucking tits, asshole?
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you still live at the
Goodbye.
Same address here that I have on file? Whoa. I just got propositioned.
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Vanislin?
Yes?
Hi, this is Roy from the post office.
Mm-hmm.
And I just needed to let you know you're getting a new postman starting a week from today.
Oh, okay.
And he's blind, though, so we're going to need you to get some Braille lettering to put on your mailbox so he knows which house he's at.
Oh.
Just, just with your house number, that should be good enough. He should know what street he's on. So if he could do that, that'd be really helpful to the new postman.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay. And all of the letters that you have sent to your house, they're going to all need to be addressed in Braille as well. Click. She did not like that. I think I'm going to quit doing the blind thing and move on to Jehovah's Witnesses. They have special needs as well. And yes, I'm going to do the sex offender thing too. I will, I promise.
Hello.
Hello, Raymond?
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy from the post office.
Yeah.
And I just needed to let you know you're getting a new postal carrier starting next Monday.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and he's a sex offender, but he's rehabilitated and everything. But I just want to let you know he can't be within 500 feet of any children.
Okay.
So if you have any children there, you need to keep them maybe in the back of the house at least.
Okay, well, we don't have any here, but...
Okay, well, if you have any children visiting, make sure they're not there when the postman gets there.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
And also, he's blind. He's a blind sexual
blind?
Offender. Yes.
How's he see to get around?
Well, you know, he's got the cane and everything. But
they got a vehicle route here.
Right, but it's a self-driving Google car.
Is this a crank call?
No, sir. A crank call?
Well, it just what you're telling me just absolutely doesn't even come close to sounding real.
What?
You're going to have a sex offender deliver mail that's blind?
Which part is unrealistic?
All of it.
Well, it's the Disabilities Act of 2004. We have to hire blind people. We don't want to. It sucks. But we have to.
And you got to hire sex offenders, too, huh?
Well, no, that's just a rehabilitation program, and we get a discount. We don't have to pay them as much.
All right.
But
okay.
We're going to need you to put lettering on your mailbox. Braille house number on your mailbox.
Well, I assume you'll deliver that to me so I can put it on.
No,
I have
no
idea what the hell you're talking about.
You just go to the hardware store and ask for Braille lettering to put on your mailbox.
Well, I've got to pay for that?
Of course.
You're saving the money, and I got to pay for it.
What, do we pay for your mailbox? No. Why would we pay for everyone's mailbox?
Well, you guys are the ones that are handling hiring someone who can't see.
Well, it's because of the Disabilities Act. If you don't
have the Disabilities Act, government people your government. I mean,
oh, it's our government.
You pass all these stupid laws, and we got to pay for them.
Well, maybe you should. Maybe you should get into politics and change things. Ever think of that?
Yeah, I'm not crooked enough to get into politics.
Oh, so now we're all crooked.
No, the elected ones are. Are you elected?
You just. Huh? You just. Why do you think we should have to pay for anything? This is. He's so retarded. All right, Turbo wants me to do the Pledge of Allegiance, and Sloth is forcing me to do it, so...
Oh.
Raymond, I need you to say the Pledge of Allegiance with me on the count of three. Are you ready? One,
I know the
two.
Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, I bet you don't. Let's hear it, then.
I bet you I do. Yeah, I don't even have to have you help me. I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. There.
Yeah, but you're not supposed
to... stick that in your cigar and smoke it,
You're not
buddy.
Supposed to slur your words like that when you say it. That's disrespectful.
Hey, I tell you what, stick it in your backside, okay? Bye.
Am I supposed to stick it in my pipe or in my backside? I'm so confused. Oh, Turbo says he missed part of it. He didn't say to the flag. Did he really miss part of it? I don't know. Fuck if I know the Pledge of Allegiance. The Pledge of Allegiance is so 1980s. Who does that anymore? So when I woke up this morning, did I think, I bet today is going to be the day that I have an old man angrily recite the Pledge of Allegiance to me. But it happened anyway. Thanks, Turbo.
You're home for the PLA, the Mr. Bates Radio Show.
And umbrellas.
One second. My headset just came apart.
CatTieRadio.com. Hey, Brad. So I was going to get a job at Walmart, right? And I said not to, but they already gave me a vest and a name badge. So if you wanted that to do something wacky with it, you just say yes and I'll mail it to you. Okay, bye.
What a nice offer, but I actually still have my three vests from the prank we did that are not official Walmart vests, and I think that's better, because they can't say I'm impersonating a Walmart employee. Just happen to be wearing a blue vest. Nothing wrong with that. And I thought they got rid of the vest. Did they bring them back? Anyway, thanks for the offer, but nah, that's alright. I think you should do something really evil with it yourself. Make a video. That is an order from me. If you get in trouble, you can just blame me for it, because I'm the one that told you to do it.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, Corbin.
Do you have olive oil in a can?
Why, no, I do not.
Well, you better let her out, because Popeye is getting angry.
That was a good one.
Hey, Roy, it's Etza. So I had a couple of little ideas for portrait studios and pet places. So here's one. Okay, instead of telling people that you're hanging up their photos on your mantle, tell them they want a contest. And their photo is being put on a billboard right outside of Walmart, and they won. Or that their pictures will be strewn throughout the store. Or that you can use them for your Walmart brands to go on their packaging. And make sure you, like, tell them it's a photo of them and their kids or whatever. Or say that you had to edit one of the kids out because they were too ugly, something like that. Another one would be for the pets, where instead of saying something vulgar like Gloria would say with the pets, you would just say, like, the pet was giving me the stink eye. Like, use your Sensei Doug thing on the pets. You also could say something crazy like Sensei Doug from Petco or whatever. PetSmart. Okay. I had another thing, but I'm not going to say it because I forgot. All right. See ya.
Thanks, Etza. I bet you didn't really have another thing, though. See right through your bullshit.
Hey, Brad. It's me again. My name's Drew, by the way. I didn't introduce myself on the last call.
I don't remember you from the last call then.
Just say I forgot to mention that I was horribly saddened by your Uncle Scott passing away. And I just wanted to say that my thoughts and prayers are with you in this time of need. You know, your Uncle Scott sincerely didn't care about you. And I'm sorry that he passed away so suddenly.
Yeah.
That's basically it. Still love the show.
Thanks.
Hope you're doing well. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, Roy. It's Michael from 916 area code in California.
Hi, Michael.
Hey, I'm just calling. I'm wondering, what is the title or name or file name or whatever of your cell phone ringtone. And also, I think it's a business line ringtone of some sort.
I've
always thought that was the coolest ringtone, and I would like that for my phone. So if you have a name or a website where I can get that would be wonderful. Thanks. Also, every day, I prevent myself from emailing you the phone number to our conference line.
Good.
That, where I work,
oh, wait.
We use daily at the same time every day. All right, bye.
If that's a large corporate line that a bunch of people use, you should give that to me. If it won't get you fired, anyway. My ringtone, it's called Merlin. It's the old Merlin phone system. I know it from the 80s. They had Merlin phones in all three of my schools that I went to, and I just always liked the ringtones back then. I used to play around on their phones all the time because they always had one out, unsupervised, that I could mess around with. Here, I'm going to call myself so the listeners know what we're talking about. Yep, that's one of the many ringtone settings from an old Merlin telephone system. And I would be happy to send that to you. Just send me an email, rbcp@phonelosers.org, and tell me what you want. And hopefully I'll be able to find the file on my computer. I found it on some website. I just searched for Merlin phone system ringtone or something like that after I happened to watch a YouTube video of some guy playing around on an old Merlin phone system, and I found a small collection of all of the Merlin ringtones, all the different tones that you could do on those. So I picked my favorite one, and that's my ringtone now. And if anybody wants it, send me an email. It's yours.
Hey, Brad. It's Olga.
Really?
Here's my joke for you today. How many legs does a telephone have?
I don't know.
None, you silly. Telephones don't have legs. Bye.
Bye, fake Olga. That was your best joke yet.
Hey, Brad. Baloney Maloney.
How?
I called before about Mr. Spessa thing, questioning exactly where he was or why he stopped making prank calls.
This again.
You gave the biggest non-answer that I think I've ever heard.
Yep.
You're just like, oh, Mr. Spessa, he stopped hanging out with us. I'm Brad Carter. My penis is small.
Yep, that's me.
It just seemed like there was more to the story, or more to what happened.
Yeah, there is, actually, but Mr. Spessa and Mrs. Spessa, they're pretty private people. They don't like people knowing things that are going on in their lives, so I'm not really going to elaborate on this. But they're gone. They found other interests that make them happier than dumb PLA stuff. And maybe they'll be back someday. Who knows?
Why did he stop hanging out with you? What happened?
Track him down.
Anyway,
ask him.
That's my question. I'll talk to you later. Aw,
thanks. I don't mean to be a jerk or anything. But really, it's nothing interesting. They've just moved on. A lot of people just move on from PLA all the time. They get sick of PLA and they take off. Like Gloria. Where the hell is her voicemails? I haven't seen a voicemail from Gloria in weeks now. Bunch of traitors. You know, the question that you really should be asking is, why haven't I gotten sick of phone losers and prank calls and stuff? I'm still in my 40s and doing this. When am I going to get a life and leave the PLA? I think that should probably happen very soon.
Hey, Brad, cousin Brian. Valgirl. Got another one of them phone jokes I wrote for you. What's the difference between your mama and a phone? When you try to break connection with a phone, it doesn't get all depressed and beg you to reconsider and threaten suicide.
Bye!
You can't go wrong with a joke about suicide. Thanks, cousin Bat-O-Grell, however you pronounce that. I like my pronunciation better.
Hey, Brad. It's me again. I just wanted to call in.
Of course. Of course, me.
Hello.
Of course.
How are you doing?
I know who you are.
Sure. Listen, I just wanted to say that the music that you play on the Snowplow Show is very good. It's stuff that I wouldn't
You don't have to lie. Come on.
Stuff that I wouldn't usually listen to. So, thank you for that. I really like it.
You're welcome.
Also, I realized the first time I called in, I left a punny joke. I wasn't aware that the jokes were supposed to be phone jokes.
Yeah.
It had to do with telephones. So
that's not really a rule. That's just what Olga started. So now I hold everyone up to that standard. Everyone has to do phone jokes, but not really. I don't care.
Joke now? Okay. So there are two fish talking to each other on the phone inside a tank. And they turn to each other and they say, wow,
How do I drive this thing? Anyway, keep it up. Great show.
Speaking of weird music that I play on the show, let's go ahead and play a song. I think today's show is going to be long enough that we can do a music break in the middle of the show. So here is an old favorite of mine. Badfish introduced me to this song. This is a group called Cannabis, and it's a weird song about aliens and stuff. It's awesome. Here it is.
Yo, sometimes the road to the truth is so elusive, it's confusing, and reality becomes illusion. If I showed the masses where we was at and where we was going, I'd shatter the social balance of the world as we know it. I'm talking about the grand deception of 1947, when our souls were sold to the heavens for technologically advanced weapons, crystal enhanced brain implants and mind control methods. MJ-12 is not majestic, and the focal point of our problems on this planet are not domestic. You can accept it or be stupid and be a skeptic, and fail to recognize the secret society's death. 97% of our presidents were masons, responsible for laundering trillions of dollars from the nation for the construction of underground military installations, abductions and cattle mutilations, experiments on human patients to take place in several subterranean bases, 150 stories below a basement with knowledge of genetic information. You need to fear science, not Satan, cause through the manipulation of certain biological agents, they create strange creations, top secret special operations, low frequency sounds and lasers. People like Carl Sagan that didn't believe in the Drake equation. We're trying to keep Western civilization on a need-to-know basis. Well, you need to know that this is a game, and we're being portrayed and played in the worst
Trinity
way.
Town Zero. Trinity Town Zero. Trinity Town Zero. Trinity Town Zero.
From Genesis 1:26 says, let us make man in our image under our likeness. First of all, who's they? You see, if God was truly a single entity, that's not what he would say. We, as the Elohim, gods and goddesses, possess a marvelously monstrous subconscious. Life forms to speak in very high-pitched sounds and squeaks, short staccato clicks and beeps, a highly advanced form of speech. Even though to us it seems like they only chatter in their teeth, they used to swim deep in the oceans beneath, till their fins transformed into limbs and they started to creep. Then they evolved into mammals with feet and walked right from the shorelines onto the beach. They use gravity, cause it's actually the only force around that could slow time and the speed of light down. The energy grid network opened the gateway from Earth to any point in the universe. Living organisms in various geomagnetic gravitational anomaly areas. Space expedition teams in the lunar regions reported seeing scissor pyramids and tetrahedrons. Liquid filled shoes is what they use to walk across the moon without leaving a clue of where they've been for the past 23 billion years. Before life on the surface even appeared, I hope you become aware what I'm spitting in your ear was intended to stimulate your left brain's hemisphere. I know it sounds weird, all these motherfucking answers and questions to the grand deception.
Hello?
Hello, Marcia?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Greg from the city.
Oh, hi.
Hi. I just needed to let you know you're going to need to install a wheelchair ramp on the front of your house to become compliant with the Disabilities Act.
Really?
Yes. We've got these new Jehovah's Witnesses in town, and they're going to be going door-to-door in your neighborhood, and one of them is disabled, so he needs a wheelchair ramp.
I have to put one up?
Yeah. It's to comply with the Disabilities Act of 2004.
Okay.
It's so that the Jehovah's Witnesses can get up to your front door and knock?
Yeah.
So they're going to be starting in your neighborhood a week from today. So we're going to need you to get a wheelchair ramp up to the door by then.
And everybody has to do this?
Yes, everyone in your neighborhood on his route. He's trying to cover the entire city. So eventually the entire city is going to have wheelchair ramps.
That's ridiculous.
Why? It's ridiculous that he's disabled? That's a horrible thing to say.
No, I'm not. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's just, because they come in groups.
Yeah.
You know?
They're both disabled. So, they come in pairs.
Is everyone in a wheelchair?
No, just the two that are coming to your door.
Okay. Okay. I'll let my husband know.
They're new in town.
Okay.
So, you know, they have to be able to preach the word of God or whatever, so.
Yeah. All right, I'll let my husband know.
And you don't have to listen. You can tell them to go away once they get up there, but you have to have the wheelchair ramp. You have to give them a chance just like any other person.
Yeah, I understand.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Also, one of them just happens mm-hmm. to be a sex offender, so if you have any children, you're going to not want to have them around.
Okay.
He's not allowed within 500 feet of any children.
Okay, well, because I know my neighbor has children.
Oh, you're going to ask your neighbor when you find out that he's coming? Like, call up your mm-hmm. neighbor real quick and tell them to take their kids to McDonald's or something.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
You're very accepting of all this. I really appreciate it. Most people just yell at me.
Well, I mean, what else am I supposed to do, you know? I mean...
Yeah, well, you don't want to get a fine by the city if you don't put that wheelchair ramp up.
Exactly.
Yep.
And, you know, I guess it's temporary. I don't have to keep it up, so...
Well, you might want to keep it up, just in case there's a disabled postman or, you know, disabled door-to-door salesman or Girl Scout or something.
Yeah.
It's good just to have there, just in case.
Yeah.
And they look kind of nice, really.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. He's going to have a hard time getting up my driveway, because I'm on a slope.
Oh, he'll manage. You know, those disabled people, they have strong arms.
Yeah. So.
They're like super-powered people.
Mm-hmm.
Superhuman strength.
Yeah. So.
And maybe he'll convert you to
no, thank you. I'm straight Catholic.
I know, but maybe he'll convert you from straight Catholic.
No.
You never know?
Oh, I do know.
Oh, you never know. These people, they're really convincing. They've had me questioning things.
I don't give them a chance. I don't give them a chance.
Are you just going to slam the door?
I won't slam it. I'll just say, no, thank you.
Okay. You don't even have to answer, really. You just have to have that,
you know,
just have to have that ramp there. Just, you know, just so he has the chance at least.
Okay.
All right. Well,
this is when?
By next week, a week from today, is when he'll start doing your neighborhood.
Okay.
All right.
All righty.
Okay. Well, have a nice day, ma'am.
Thank you. You too.
I love you. There's just something wrong with someone that's that accepting of everything. I can't believe she didn't say, I love you too.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Mrs.
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Gary from the post office.
Oh, yes.
How are you doing today?
Okay.
Oh, that's good. I just need to get your email address for our records.
Oh, I don't have an email.
Oh, no. But
I'm just the paper and pencil generation.
Yeah, but we're getting rid of mail. We're not going to have mail anymore, so any mail that comes to you... We're going to scan it, and we're going to send it to your email.
I'm sorry, I don't have it. I don't know.
You're going to have someone print out your email and bring it to your house.
I mean, are you folks going to print it out, or...
No. Maybe if you go over to the library, they'll do it. They have computers there.
Does everybody have an email?
Well, you're the first person that said they haven't. Do you have
I'm probably the oldest one.
Do you have a fax machine?
Nope.
Oh.
The only thing I'm electronically is the TV and the microwave.
Do you have one of those big tube TVs, those big boxy things, or do you have a flat screen?
Oh, I've got a big boxy. I'm still in that.
Ah, I see. Oh, I do too. Yeah. Those flat screens, they put out dangerous radiation, so I like to stick to the boxy ones. Hmm.
So I'm supposed to...
Yeah, you're going to need to go out and buy a top-of-the-line MacBook Pro laptop computer.
You're going to have to do a lot of talking to get me to do that.
It'll be fun, and then you're going to need to buy an internet connection. Those are only $90 a month. They're not that bad, really.
That doesn't go very good on Social Security.
Maybe they'll raise it since the post office is going out of business.
When are they going out?
you know, they're filing bankruptcy right now. They're in the process of liquidating all their assets. They're having an auction this weekend for mail trucks. They're getting rid of all their mail trucks.
That really floors me. No end.
No, actually, I'm just kidding, ma'am. I'm just kidding around. None of this is true.
Oh.
You don't really have to go out and buy a computer.
Well, I don't think I'm going to.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, who needs computers?
Yeah.
I mean, everything you need, it's right there on the television anyway.
Right.
But yeah, I'm actually just the janitor here at the post office, and I don't know. It seemed funny at the time. I thought I would tell everyone that the post office is going out of business.
Oh.
But you're not laughing enough, so now I just
No.
So now I just feel bad.
Well, you know, I was, we used to use 3-cent post stamps.
Oh, wow.
And the penny postcards.
I remember the penny postcards.
Yeah.
Yep. Do you know the Pledge of Allegiance by chance?
I believe I do.
Can you recite it to me? If you do, you win a free stamp. First class stamp. Forever stamp.
I think this conversation's come to an end.
All right. Well, have a nice day, ma'am. She hung up on me. All right. I felt pretty bad for that one. That's why I had to tell her it was a joke.
Hello?
Hello, Harold?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Roy from the post office.
Okay.
And I needed to let you know that the post office, from now on, we're not going to be accepting any mail that has paper in it because it's a fire hazard.
Paper? Oh, what do you mean by paper?
You know, just paper. You know what paper is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't be accepting paper mail anymore because we've had a few around the United States. We've had some of our post offices catch on fire because of all the paper in them. So you're going to need to write your mail on pieces of sheet metal, and you're going to need to get some aluminum envelopes.
Yeah, right.
Yep. It's just it's a safety thing. We got to be careful these days.
Are you kidding, or is this for sure?
Oh, no, I'm completely serious, sir. It's just it's a fire hazard to have all the paper around.
Well, I don't understand it.
You don't understand that paper burns?
You're still getting letters.
Yeah, but we're going to stop accepting letters unless they're written on something other than paper. If you could, like, maybe write stuff in stone, it'll cost a little more to mail, but it's worth it for the safety.
You're beyond me. I don't get it.
Maybe you could use email from now on.
We'll see.
Well, just so you know, we're not going to be delivering paper anymore. No paper, no cardboard. We don't want your house to burn down.
We've been having paper for years. As old as I am, we've had paper.
Have you had any fires?
No.
Oh, thank goodness for that. You're one of the few lucky ones.
I think this is a bunch of hooey.
Hooey? You can't use that kind of language with me, sir. I work for the post office.
Yeah, I know, but I just don't understand. I haven't seen nothing on the news about it or anything. So
yeah, we're trying to keep it on the down low, you know, because people get so angry about this.
Well, what's that mean? You're not going to get any envelopes anymore or mail in them? Mailbox or what?
Nope. It's a fire hazard.
Baloney.
Got a baloney? What?
Yeah. Is somebody putting you up to something?
Oh, no, of course not. I'm from the post office. You can call the post office and find out.
Yeah, right. All right, sir.
Okay, well, have a nice day.
You too.
All right, bye. So, by the way, The idea, I'm not giving credit for ideas here. Turbo, he's the one that told me that I should say that we're not accepting paper anymore. And Servo, he's the one that told me that we're going to start scanning everyone's mail and have it delivered by email. And I want to try that one again with someone who's not 100 years old, has never heard of computers. Oh, and sex offender. I think that was Mason Jar's idea. I think I gave him credit for that, though.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Bath?
No.
Oh.
Mr. Bath is deceased.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Mrs. Bath.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm calling from the post office. This is Roy.
Oh.
Hi. I just needed to let you know it's your turn to put gas in the post truck, in the mail truck. Do you still drive? Because we could just leave it parked in your driveway and you could drive it to the gas station.
I beg your pardon?
You know, it's your turn to fill up the post truck, the mailman's truck.
I don't think so.
No, it's your turn, ma'am.
I've been here for 10.5 years and I have never heard of that before.
They've only started doing this over the past 4 years. The post office is in a lot of trouble financially. And so we all
I know. I have a daughter and son-in-law who both work for the post office.
Okay. Well, we all take turns now filling up the gas for the post, for the mail trucks. And it's your turn.
I don't think so. No, I don't drive anymore anyway.
You don't have a choice.
I'm 76 years old, so...
You're going to have to have someone drive you to the gas station then in the post truck. And
Well, I don't think that's going to happen either. Let me check with my mail person, and I will call you back if it's going to be feasible to do.
Listen, while you're in the post truck, you are not allowed to peek at mail. Okay, she hung up. That was an idea by Brown Magic. I'm not sure if that's what he meant to do, what he was talking about, but I did it. And she's going to have a word with her postman about that.
Hello?
Hi, Ashley?
Yes?
Hi, this is Roy from the post office.
Hi.
And I just needed to let you know we're changing the system here with the delivery, and we're installing pneumatic tubes in all of the yards coming from the post office.
Okay.
So we're going to be installing, you know, like those tubes they have at the bank?
Yeah.
We're just going to be sending your mail through that from now on.
What?
We're going to be sending your mail through these tubes from now on.
Okay.
And we're just going to need you to install, you're responsible for installing the tube from your house to the street, and we'll take care of the rest.
I'm so confused.
You know.
I'm sorry.
You know what you know what these tube things are, right? That I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we're just gonna. That's how we're delivering the mail from now on.
Oh, okay.
So you need to install a tube in your front yard, wherever you want. It doesn't matter to us. You can even make it go into your house, so you don't even have to go outside for the mail. And you know, we'll provide the service up to the street.
When is this going to happen?
Next Monday.
Are you guys calling everyone?
Yeah, you need to have it all finished up by Monday. You probably heard about it in the news already.
No.
Oh, you don't keep up with current events?
Is this a joke?
No, ma'am. No, we just I don't think I said that very convincingly. No mail for her then, I guess. Thanks for that idea, Nunu. I can just imagine the calls that the postmaster lady is getting today. She's gonna have a heart attack.
Oh.
Hi, is this Mrs. Ventimiglia?
This is her daughter, Sandra.
Oh, okay, I'm calling from the post office. I just needed to let you guys know about your new postman that's starting next week.
Did you say it again? I didn't hear you.
Oh, they're getting a new postman next week.
Oh, okay.
And he starts next month.
Do you know what time it'll be coming out on? Then I'm going to go out and get a gas or mail for them.
What?
I normally go out and get my mail for my mother, so
Ooh.
You know what normal what time it'll be coming out this way?
I don't know, because he's disabled, so he might take a little bit longer than the other mailman.
Oh, that's fine, honey. That's fine.
Yeah, he's in a wheelchair.
No problem.
The reason I'm calling is because they're going to need to install a wheelchair ramp onto the front of their house.
Oh, they do?
Yep.
Do my mom have to do it, or?
Well, somebody there has to, because he has to be.
Okay, I'll let my brother Frankie know.
Yeah, he has to be able to get up to the door.
Okay, if he had to bring any packages or anything, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay, honey. Okay, I'll let my brother Frankie know.
Yeah, he's in one of those fat people carts that they like at Walmart have, because he's really fat and he doesn't want to walk a bunch.
Uh huh.
So he just has to be in the fat people wheelie thing.
Yeah. Okay, because my mom was in a wheelchair too, so we have a ramp in the back room, back door to go out to the garage. So I figured he has to put one on the front, we'll just put one on the front too.
Yeah, put one on the front.
And all right, yeah, I'll tell my brother that.
Okay, and also, I'm not finished yet. The postman is also blind, so you're going to need to put Braille lettering on the mailbox.
Okay.
But here's the thing, he's, in addition to being blind, he's dyslexic. So make the letters, you know, swap some of the numbers around a little bit so he can read it.
Oh, okay. I have to ask my brother, I figured I'd have someone help him do that because I don't know if he knows how to do it or I don't even know how to do it.
Yeah, just leave a note for
him. Okay.
Braille dyslexic lettering. That would be great.
Okay.
And in addition to that, he's also a sex offender. So we can't have any children around when he's delivering the mail.
No, we don't have any children.
Okay, yeah, make sure there's no children within 500 feet when he's delivering the mail.
Okay.
Okay, great. Great.
Alrighty.
Also, he is a gang member. A former gang member. He's rehabilitated. But you're not going to want to have the colors red around, because he was a member of the Crips. And
I know they were.
Yeah, don't have any red. Any red bandanas for, you know, any decoration. Or if you have one of those stupid goose things on your front porch, don't have a red bandana around its neck.
Oh, no. Only thing we could have red in the yard is the flowers.
Yeah. Oh, that could be a problem. You said you have red flowers?
Well, they're kind of bright, light red or light pink, dark pink. Not like pink flowers, like more red, pink than purple and yellow. Like that.
That might be acceptable. You might want to ask him if that's okay. Yeah, you don't want this blind postman to see those.
Yeah.
Yep. Alrighty then.
Alrighty, Ann.
Have a nice day.
You too, dear.
Bye. Love you.
Bye. Love you too. Bye.
Yay, she loves me. I can't wait. I wish I could hear her trying to explain to her parents what all they have to do. It's going to be this big list. And it ends with them chopping down the flowers. Replant with tulips.
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Ventrilo.
Nope, he's not here.
Oh, is Mrs. Ventrilo there? I'm calling from the post office.
Calling from the post office.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, is this Tammy?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Roy from the post office.
Yeah.
And I just needed to let you know that you're going to get a new postman starting on Monday.
Oh, okay.
And I just needed to let you know that your postman is a Muslim, and you're going to need to wear burkas when he comes to the house.
I'm going to have to wear what?
A burka.
What is that?
You know, it's an article of clothing, kind of. Look it up on the internet. It's called a burka.
I have to wear one in my house.
Yeah, well, just when you, if you're out, if you need to come to the door, like if he delivers a package, you need to wear a burka.
Well, I don't know about that.
No, you have to. You have to respect his religion, freedom, and all that stuff.
Well, what about mine?
Well,
I don't even know what one is, and you want me to go buy one so that if he has to drop off a package,
yeah, it's like
I can wear it.
It's a black cloth that covers your entire head and body, so he can't see anything but your eyes, like you're a ninja.
Well, That's not going
to
happen.
No, it has to. You need to have respect for other people's beliefs
and
everything.
I don't care. I'm Catholic, and I'm sorry.
You should be sorry that you're Catholic.
I'm not going to do it.
You have to. Do you have, like, just a bed sheet? A bed sheet, at least. Come on.
Yeah, I have a bed sheet.
Yeah, just put it over your head.
I don't think he should be dropping off post-it. It can stay at the post office, and I'll pick it up then.
No, that's stupid. That makes extra work for us.
Well, I'm sorry. You make an extra work for me.
No, it's extra work for us, ma'am.
Hello?
Hi, Debbie?
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy from the post office.
Yes, hi, Roy.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Oh,
what can
that's
I do
good.
For you?
Well, I just needed to let you know that you're getting a new postman on Monday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he's going to be delivering your mail from now on, and he's dyslexic. So we're going to need you to rearrange the numbers on your house or your mailbox.
Okay, so how do you want us to rearrange our numbers on our mailbox?
Well, your address has 5 numbers. So you're going to want to switch the 6 and the 4 with each other, and then switch the 2 and the 0. And that should make it work.
That don't make sense. It's not my address.
Yeah, but that's the only way he's going to be able to read it. He's dyslexic.
I don't understand.
Let's see.
That's not my address, sweetie. I'm not going to change my address unless I get something in the mail.
Your address is going to be 04362.
I'm sorry. You need to get something to me in writing on that. I'm sorry.
Why would you not support this guy's disability? It's not his fault that he's dyslexic.
Well, I understand he might be dyslexic, but please, I'm not changing my address until I get something in mail.
Well, you're not actually changing your address. You're just changing...
Yes, I am changing my address on my mailbox.
Well, I know, but that's just so for the postman. Maybe you could have the real version on top and the dyslexic version on bottom.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh,
that
no.
Doesn't sound right.
I'll think I...
I'm
no,
sorry, you're going to have to talk to my husband.
I'm so glad you caught that. No, it's not right. No, the bad version has to be on top and the good version on bottom.
No, I'm
he's
sorry.
Dyslexic.
I'm not changing my address.
Ma'am, you have to.
Hello?
Hi, is this Mrs. Vessel?
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy from the post office.
Okay.
And I just needed to let you know that you're getting a new postman on next Monday.
Oh, okay.
And he's actually a gypsy. So
he's a what?
He's a gypsy. But we
okay.
Yeah, you know, it's he's a gypsy. He's a little bit different from us, but
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, he might. You know, gypsies, they're known for stealing valuables. So that hopefully he won't open your packages and steal. You might not want to have jewelry and stuff mailed to you.
Oh.
Because gypsies love jewelry.
Okay.
Yep. But other than that, he's a really nice guy, and I think you'll like him.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I think you will. I mean, he's a nice guy. He's, he's very friendly and everything. He's just a gypsy.
Well, that doesn't bother me, but as far as the stealing part might bother me.
Yeah, well... Also, he might put a curse on your packages, so you need to stay on his good side.
Okay, thank you.
Ma'am? Another new idea. New and Clockwork, by the way. Clockwork's the one that made her hang up with his dumb gypsy curse idea.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Vessel?
It is me.
Hi, this is Roy from the post office.
Hi.
Hi. I just needed to let you know that starting this coming Monday, your postman's going to be on vacation for a week.
Okay.
And we were wondering if maybe you could deliver the mail just on your street, on your block. We're trying to find someone for each block to deliver the mail.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because we're shorthanded.
You're not joking me.
No, of course not.
I didn't look at the caller ID before I answered it, so I'm thinking you're joking me.
Oh,
you're
no.
Serious?
You can look real quick if you want. No, I'm actually calling from the post office.
Oh. Okay, so my mail person is going to be gone, and you're looking for someone to pass out the mail for a week.
Yeah, just deliver it on your block.
On my block?
Yep.
Oh, God. Well, is there a certain time that it has to be done? Or?
Yeah, you're going to need to wake up at 4 in the morning and have it all delivered by 2.
What? If I am just doing this on my block, it wouldn't take that long.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I'm thinking like the old system because he had to do a whole route. Yeah, just if you could have it delivered by 2 p.m., that'd be great.
Well, he's on the other line, actually. I'm going to have to take your number down and ask him.
Who's
on the
other
line? I know I'm not going to be able to do it.
I can do it.
Hold on a minute. Is that okay if I call you back?
Oh, sure. Who's on the other line, though? I'm very confused.
My husband's on the other line.
Oh, okay. Can I have you do the postman's oath?
Do the what?
I'm going to need to teach you the postman's oath. Like, neither rain nor sleet nor dark of night shall stay these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed rounds. I think it's something like that. I don't even know. I haven't been a postman for years.
What post office are you at?
I'm at the...
Well, give me your number, please.
Oh, it's on your caller ID. Don't be all
Could
demanding.
Could you tell me what it is?
Why don't you just look on your caller ID?
Well, why don't you just give it to me since you're there?
Well, why should I have to? You're making extra work for me. Can you please stop being...
And what was your name again?
Stop being such a bitch, okay? We need someone that's not going to be like this.
Am I going to be what?
Are you going to be like this to the people on your route, too?
Absolutely.
Well, we don't want you then. Tell that girl in the background to shut the fuck up, please.
Shut the fuck up.
Thank you.
Okay, what else?
Hit her.
Well, I already did that this morning. I can't hit her twice in one day.
That's true, yeah. Otherwise, it's a crime. Mm.
So you just were interested in calling and chatting with me, or what?
No, I need to go. I need to talk to other people on the route and get them to deliver.
I think you should
All right,
do that.
Fine, then.
You have a great day.
You too. Bye. Fucking bratty kid in the background. Let your mom get off the phone and she'll tell you. That one was from Fux. I hear Fux is German for fox or something like that. He told me the meaning of his name a long time ago. Thank you, Fux.
Hello?
Hello, Kathleen?
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy.
I'm outside, so let me go.
Oh, okay.
They're doing yard work next door. Okay, go ahead.
Hi, I'm calling from the post office. My name is Roy.
Yes.
And our mailman, I don't know if you know this, but he's very OCD.
No.
Oh, yeah, and he's been complaining about your mailbox because it is not perfectly level. Do you think you can have someone rehang your mailbox so that it's not leaning?
You know, I will, but I mean that has nothing to do with me. It's
spit it out.
Remington Woods. So you know they installed them. So I mean I will. Bring it to their attention.
Well, you could just go over there and fix it without telling them.
You know, I don't see where my mailbox is leaning.
It's just a slightly off. He measured it. He brought one of those carpenter's levels and made sure. And he says it's just a little bit off. The bubble's just a little bit to the left.
Oh, my God.
You know.
I mean, I have a woman.
What?
I have a woman.
Woman.
That delivers my mail.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I know she looks like a woman, but she's actually a man. She's one of those transgenders.
Okay, all right. You know, to each his own, but, you know, because the original mail lady, which I assumed was a lady, was going on vacation.
You know what? You know what? Male lady. That is so appropriate in this case because it's a transgender.
Uh huh.
I just needed to point that out. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know, I mean, we had, which I, you know, was a male lady to begin with, and then she said she was going on vacation and that someone else was taking her position. So therefore, that's who I assumed was.
Oh, is it April?
You know, I don't know what her name is.
Okay.
I don't.
I just remember from last week's show, April was retiring.
Okay, well, good luck to her.
And/him.
We shall take care of the mailbox.
All right, yeah, fix that up. Do it by tonight.
All righty.
Hurry up.
Mm-hmm.
Just bye-bye. Hurry the fuck up with that.
Yeah. All right.
Bye.
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Vicini?
Who?
Is this Mrs. Vicini? Vicini? I don't know. I'm calling from the post office. My name's Roy.
Okay.
Did I reach the right person?
How are you spelling that? Okay.
I'm very bad at pronouncing names.
Okay.
I just needed to let you know that we're going to be delivering your mail by drone from now on.
You're a funny fella.
What are you talking about?
Are we going to drop it in the backyard?
No, on the roof.
On the roof. All right, we'll look for it there.
Why are you laughing about this?
Hey, have a good day.
Welcome to the future, ma'am. This is how it's all going to be done from now on.
I wish it was April Fool. This would make better sense.
I don't know what you're all talking about. We'll see.
When's this going to start? Which post office are you calling from? Okay.
Yep. All right, bye.
So what do I have to do? Do I have to give you my social security number?
No, you just need to have a ladder so you can get up on the roof and get your mail every day.
Do I know who this is?
My name's Roy. I already told you that. I'm from the post office.
Okay. All right, is that the message?
Yep, that's it.
All right, Roy, have a good night.
I love you.
All right, love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, can I help you?
Hello, Larry, this is Roy from the post office.
Hey, Roy, what's up?
Hello, I just needed to let you know that you have a new postman. He's going to be starting next Monday.
Okay.
And he just has one request. Whenever he brings you your mail up to the door, he requests a warm glass of breast milk.
Excuse me?
A warm glass of breast milk, sir.
Who the hell is this?
This is Roy from the post office.
Why the hell would you be telling me that shit?
Well, it's just... you know, the postman, they can make requests like this, and I just needed to let you know, I'm letting everyone know on his route that he wants a warm glass of breast milk as he delivers the mail.
Whatever. I don't know who the hell this is, but...
What do you mean, whatever? You're required to do this, sir, by law.
I'll have a nice discussion with the postmaster, who's a very good friend of mine.
Oh, really? What's her name, if she's such a good friend?
That's none of your damn business.
Oh, that's because you don't know her. You don't know her name because you don't even know who she is.
That is not true. I'm very well known at the post office.
Oh, Mr. Big Important Man at the post office.
Who the fuck are you?
I don't know. You're the one with the attitude.
Yeah. Somebody calling the house and saying, yeah, when somebody comes to the door, give them a glass of breast milk. You know how inappropriate that is?
Oh, that's an inappropriate. Are you one of?
Make sure. Okay, I'll be here next Monday. Make sure you make sure you come to the door. We'll have a nice discussion.
I'm not the new postman, stupid. It's another guy. But are you one of those people? Are you one of those people that are against breastfeeding in public? Do you like go and complain to the manager when you see that?
No, not at all.
Well, you just said it's inappropriate. What's so inappropriate about it? It's very natural, sir.
This conversation is over, jackass.
Why are we still talking then? He was right. That was from Kankaku. Alright, I am bad at pronouncing names, I guess. Whatever that guy's name is. Mr. Bunch of Consonants in his name.
I think a prank about a warm glass of breast milk, that's a great place to end the show, which is very convenient because that's the last call I did on that show today, on that live show. So that is going to be the end of today's show. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, chat room, for giving me all of the ideas for the prank calls. And for listening live, the people that listen live, they got to hear an entire hour and 15 minutes or so of extra show. And unfortunately for them, all of that extra show was mostly just ringing phones and disconnected messages and answering machines and me running across the room to kill a spider. Sorry, everyone, I cut that part out of the show. And of course, thank you, Buster Casey, for sponsoring today's show. Thanks to all of the Patreon people who support the show. You guys are awesome for helping me do more of all of this stuff and giving me extra time to do projects with GAD and stuff like that. If you would like to support the show, you can do that by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. And any tiny amount of money that you would like to donate per month is very helpful. If you donate $5 or more per month, then you'll get access to the secret feed of secret shows and also a high-quality feed, which is in stereo and a much higher bitrate. Some people prefer to listen to prank calls in higher quality for some reason. If you're listening to the show on YouTube, then you're doing it wrong. You're supposed to listen to this show with a podcast feed, with a podcast program on your smartphone or on your PC or your Mac. If you're listening on YouTube, you don't get to hear all of the amazing music that that voicemail caller was talking about earlier, because I have to cut that out of the YouTube version so YouTube doesn't flag my videos for copyright. Search your app store for a podcast program for your phone and then just add Phone Losers of America to it. It's really easy. It'll send the shows to you. You can get notifications on your phone if you want to, whenever a new show's out. It's like living in the future.
Maybe you'll never die, maybe you're gonna live forever and ever.
A lot of people in emergency rooms who got anthracosis, consumption, or womb fever. June Cleaver never suffered. She had the penicillin, no expiration when she mothered her. No good little death poop rats. Living little ones once were preciouser than that. Living anybody used to be a miracle, yo. You'd get F by the festering hysterical flow. Madnesses and bad diseases at home. Lung, eye, and humor, spirit, and soul. All these afflictions engender aversions. A catch green sickness to match with the virgin. Scrofula coughs at a cast askance. Ever since black scurvy, I can't wear pants. And I can't but dance with glee that it's not been now. I bet you got the tarantism and how.
Maybe you'll never die, maybe you're gonna live forever and ever. If anything wrong with you, and until you do, you won't worry about it. Cause you're probably fine, maybe you should pretend to forget to remember the bullet that's meant for you. Till it's overdue, and it runs you through.
Galloping dropsy and she washes lungs. Leaves me with the stink of the croup and a dung heap of unbearably fetid excreta from which I get reinfected. Nice to meet you. How about a hug? I swear my ichor is down and I got over the pestilence. It was intense, I astound. The historians, I'm Picardy sweaty. Just ran out of leeches that I need such as for bloodletting. It's upsetting. There, I'm upset. Dose of French distemper throbbing up in my head. I don't go into bilious flux just yet, but about to give out a shout to the collar. Doubt you could follow a charting of the manifold ways I am ill. Iliac passion, spelters, chill, weavers, bottom, and a melancholy ache. If my fever doesn't break, rates a glass at the wake.
Maybe you'll never die, maybe you're gonna live forever and ever. If anything wrong with you, and until you do, you won't worry about it. Cause you're probably fine, maybe you should pretend to forget to remember the bullet that's meant for you. Till it's overdue, and it runs you through.
Oughta put in the belly. Ate you cake with the colloid jelly. Now you come telling me, checking the mind, that all of these infirmities combine to find a time traveling hypochondria epidemic. One I suffer under, but on the other side of the globe from affluence, the death is still thriving. Thus contrivance.
Maybe you'll never die, maybe you're gonna live forever and ever. If anything wrong with you, and until you do, you won't worry about it. Cause you're probably fine, maybe you should pretend to forget to remember the bullet that's meant for you. Till it's overdue and it runs you through.
never have anything wrong with you, and until you do, you